1.
When the race started, the conditions were ideal. The water was beautifully calm, but there was a good breeze. We all set off, and to begin with, we managed to keep up with the others. But before we knew it, it really started blowing, and we found ourselves heading towards the cliffs. We tried and tried, but just couldn't get control of the boat. In the end, we had to be rescued.
Two.
When we first inherited the place, it was totally filthy and the roof leaked. I was overwhelmed and thought we should get the work done by someone. But my husband decided to tackle it himself. He's been slaving away working on it for months. I wouldn't have had the stamina or patience, but he's fit and he's always liked going round flea markets and repairing old things, so he doesn't mind. And it's looking really good now.
3.
I took it up after I tore my knee ligaments when I was fouled playing football. It was horrible. I nearly passed out with the pain. After the operation, I had to lie in bed for 6 weeks and not move my leg. So my mum gave me some wool and needles and showed me how to do it. I felt a bit self-conscious at first. I associated it with my gran, or girl sewing. But, you know, I really got into it, and I'm actually quite good at it too. The first big thing I did was to make a jumper for my mum.
4.
I was really looking forward to it. It was quite a good match, but in the second half, the away team were awarded a dubious penalty. It really looked as if the attacker dived. When they scored the penalty, it sparked some crowd trouble. People smashed up some seats and threw them on the pitch. We left then before it got any worse, but I heard afterwards that someone had been stabbed. Absolutely terrifying.
5.
We hook up with some friends who are really into it, and we often go for dinner afterwards. To be honest, we're not that good. I think we're both a bit too clumsy. We sometimes actually bump into the other couples. However, we are getting better, and we're certainly getting into shape, because you work up a bit of a sweat. The Latin music's good too.
1.
When the race started, the conditions were ideal. The water was beautifully calm, but there was a good breeze. We all set off, and to begin with, we managed to keep up with the others. But before we knew it, it really started blowing, and we found ourselves heading towards the cliffs. We tried and tried, but just couldn't get control of the boat. In the end, we had to be rescued.
2.
When we first inherited the place, it was totally filthy and the roof leaked. I was overwhelmed and thought we should get the work done by someone. But my husband decided to tackle it himself. He's been slaving away working on it for months. I wouldn't have had the stamina or patience, but he's fit and he's always liked going round flea markets and repairing old things, so he doesn't mind. And it's looking really good now.
3.
I took it up after I tore my knee ligaments when I was fouled playing football. It was horrible. I nearly passed out with the pain. After the operation, I had to lie in bed for 6 weeks and not move my leg. So my mum gave me some wool and needles and showed me how to do it. I felt a bit self-conscious at first. I associated it with my gran, or girl sewing. But, you know, I really got into it, and I'm actually quite good at it too. The first big thing I did was to make a jumper for my mum.
4.
I was really looking forward to it. It was quite a good match, but in the second half the away team were awarded a dubious penalty. It really looked as if the attacker dived. When they scored the penalty, it sparked some crowd trouble. People smashed up some seats and threw them on the pitch. We left then before it got any worse, but I heard afterwards that someone had been stabbed. Absolutely terrifying.
5.
We hook up with some friends who are really into it, and we often go for dinner afterwards. To be honest, we're not that good. I think we're both a bit too clumsy. We sometimes actually bump into the other couples. However, we are getting better, and we're certainly getting into shape, because you work up a bit of a sweat. The Latin music's good too.